Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today's guest is Jordan Blizzard Planet, and she's founder and creator over at Planet Butter. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Adam. I'm super excited to be here.
Jordan, I haven't had such a cool name in so long. Do I call you Jordan, Miss Blizzard, Miss Planet, Miss? I mean, there's just we're gonna I'm gonna play with that. By the end of this
There's a
interview,
lot to play with.
my guarantee is by the end of this interview, I'm gonna have this down. But let's start this interview the way that I start them all with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So, Jordan, at Mission Matters, our goal and our aim is to support and to bring on other founders and entrepreneurs and help them get their mission and their vision out. That's our mission. Jordan, what mission matters to you?
Planet Butter's mission, I will say, is united individualism, which is essentially being independent together. So it's everybody operating on their own optimized way of being so that they can most effectively show up for society as a whole in a much stronger way.
Where'd you originally come up with this idea? Like, what was the inspiration? Was it like one of those aha moments, or was it a buildup? Like, what led to that?
Total buildup for a few years already with Planet Butter. It's kind of just spiraled from playing on my name and peanut butter and making a world out of peanut butter in my brain. And it evolved into I want to write a book that takes place on this world. And then what was this book about? Then the book came to be about what I now call self-friendship and identifying what that was. And then I built on that and realized, okay, well, if everybody practices self-friendship, then we can eventually achieve what that mission eventually became, which is united individualism, because everybody would be self-reliant to the degree that they actually can healthily depend on one another.
So how did like take me through some of this like time period? What's this time period for this idea to evolve? I'm always curious about like the timing of something. Like, how long would you say
Oh,
that buildup
goodness.
was?
It's still building. I say I'm still on the learning curve.
We're all on the learning curve, but to get to this point, like when did this start?
Sure. So I guess now it's been about 4 years, which is crazy to me.
Oh, that's fun. That's when you know you have an idea that you're stuck with. You're like, oh, I'm still doing this. I'm still thinking about it. It has to happen. Like, it's great. So
Yeah, 4 years.
when did you know that this was going to be like, and I obviously with the understanding we're all evolving, we're still learning, we're growing. I get all of that. But like, when did you know where
Sure.
you're like, oh, I'm going to be like, because you have a book coming out, you have other things going on. When did you know this is going to be something that you are like going to really spend some of your creative energy on, like seriously?
Honestly, when I was simply just spending all of my creative energy on it, when I started to realize that all the things that I'm already doing are essentially Planet Butter, because I say Planet Butter is kind of like my world, and I do make it as the physical world in the book. And I say that it's like, this is my world, and I hope to inspire you to develop yours through your self-friendship practice. So I'll sign off everything saying from my planet to yours, because it's that kind of way. So I don't know. I just became obsessed with it. I did. I thought it was so cute and funny. And then I thought it was playful. And then I was like, there's a deeper message here with this meaning of self-friendship, because that's what is so innate and meaningful to me that it just felt like my thing that I need to communicate. And I need to communicate in the best way I know how, which is this playful and fun way of delivering things. And that's just how I show up in the world. And that is my creative energy. So I just really just more and more time would go on, and I would come up with all these different ideas like, oh, it'll be a nut butter, it'll be a book. And I am working on those things. And then it became, oh, it's a podcast. Oh, it's this. And I'm still in such early stages, but the amount of different types of seeds of excitement that have come to me over these years and that I've let myself explore without putting too much pressure on any of the seeds, I think that's what has allowed it to become even what it is today, and it's still the early stages. So that's kind of how I've just realized it. It's just I have been giving all my creative energy to it. It was just by default. It wasn't by, I mean,
It
it is
became
intention,
all
but
consuming, kind of like it became
yeah,
all
it really did.
consuming.
I'm so
I
I
get
am.
it.
I'm
Like
obsessed with
when I
it.
started podcasting, I was like, it was just for fun, and it was just kind of like part of this what we did at the company. And it was like, okay, well, another way to get our message out. But before I knew it, I'm like, well, wait a minute, this is taking up like a significant amount of time of my life. And I got further and further and I'm like, oh, wait, I do take this seriously. This isn't just, you know, marketing. Like, this is something different
totally
for me. And it just kind of clicked in my brain. And then after the years passed, you know, I'm over 6,000 interviews in and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I guess that, you know, this is, and then you just look at things differently and it evolves. And then you see things that maybe others don't see and it becomes interesting. So for you, in my opinion, what I see is, as I'm being introduced to the planet of butter or the planet butter, I'm like, I want my planet too and my party of one too. Like, help me understand this idea of self-friendship and how that concept even evolved or works.
Sure. So self-friendship, I define it as embracing, understanding, and enjoying oneself. And I also like to encourage that it is a daily practice. It's like this act of really meeting yourself where you're at each and every moment and showing up as the way your ideal best friend would and forming that friendship with yourself. And I think that the biggest thing that I say to really help understand it, and I've been playing with this recently, honestly, so just full transparency. So I hope it resonates. Would love your thoughts on it. I say that the key to understanding self-friendship is understanding that there's two ends of the spectrum, which are adults and kids. And I see it as adults having been conditioned out of what I call their party of one, which is having fun with yourself, for yourself, as yourself, anywhere, everywhere, no matter who's there. And so adults have been conditioned out of that, which is why I encourage adults to practice self-friendship so that they can return to what I call their party of one. But kids, on the other end, are born as their quote-unquote party of one. And if they are surrounded by a culture of adults who do practice self-friendship, embracing, understanding, and enjoying themselves, then kids can actually sustain their already existing party of one because they'll be conditioned into their self-friendship practice, which will allow them to sustain that playfulness, that having fun with themselves, for themselves, as themselves, not caring what other people think, being grounded in themselves, whether they're alone or with other people. It's this comfortability of really being with yourself, honoring that we're actually never alone and that we always do have ourselves. And even when we're with other people, which is the biggest, I think, nuance, is that it's not about only being comfortable with yourself on your own. It's being comfortable with yourself with other people.
Yeah. And everybody,
I know that's a bit heady, but.
No, and it seems like kind of just unpacking this. So everybody's obviously, because it's everybody's own planet, right? To define as they like, right? That's their own planet of one. So it's interesting because the obvious for me would be like, okay, well, you know, for the only children out there, they've probably been on some planets of themselves for a while anyway. I was an only child. So I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. And then I think about, like, I'm not a musician, but I have friends that are, and I'm like, okay, they spend a lot of time in the studio and sometimes it's just them or them and their instrument and them and their, like, they're on a party of one pretty often. So I feel like maybe some people are prone to have some ideas of, like, they've been kind of party of one for certain things and having their own planet in a way. And I mean, I do have to say, and then there's the extreme example of the megalomaniacs out there. Well, they're definitely parties. So they were born parties of one. But so I feel like for certain people, like, this is going to be somewhat intuitive and comfortable, but I feel like for the majority, this is going to be a pretty new concept. Like, especially the way you're describing it. Like, so for them, it's going to be, I feel, and not saying it doesn't have the ability to do this for everyone, but I just mean, like, so not categorizing people, but for some people, like, this is going to be really a little bit of a stretch at first, but once they get comfortable, I feel like it's going to be liberating maybe. Yeah.
I hope so. And I do, I appreciate that there's this difficulty for a lot of people to really wrap their heads around it, quite frankly. That's what I like. That's the challenge for me, right? Like, how can I communicate this in such a way that it seems approachable and fun for people to genuinely appreciate themselves as they are and being with themselves, whether they're alone or with others? And that challenge to me is part of that mission of United Individualism. It's working towards that so that we can create that much more powerful of a society that actually is optimized together, because people do take the time to practice, hopefully. And theoretically, with the way I do it with the book, for example, it's taking place on my world, as I say it, Planet mm-hmm. Butter. It's a world made out of nut butter, and it's very silly and playful approach of simplifying this messaging so that you can kind of see what it's like in action. And it actually embodies the three core methods, which I think boundaries, confidence, and alignment. And I think those are actually a really great starting point, which we ended up evolving the conversation into, in a sense. For those who find this more challenging than innate, I think starting with those three core methods is the most helpful, because the first thing you can ask yourself, is this something that is crossing my boundaries? Do I feel like it's something that I need to have a boundary for? And based on that answer, it's yes or no. And then regardless of the yes or no, honoring that boundary becomes confidence. You ask yourself if you need to put up a boundary or if it's crossing your boundary. And then if it is or it's not, honoring it either way gives you more confidence. And when you have more confidence, then you become more aligned with yourself. So that's the three core methods kind of in action.
Like, how did you settle on these? Like, I'm always interested when somebody finds like their cores or their like what went into that? Like, how do you settle on these?
Great question, actually. So I reflected
Wait, after. Blizzard, yeah. Planet, Jordan. What'd you expect? A bad question? Come on. No, I'm just joking.
Sorry.
Don't sound so surprised. No, I do that to anyone that says it when they say, I'm like, well, thank you, Jordan. You listen to this show a lot. I understand. Go ahead.
No, I actually have listened to many episodes.
And this is the first great question, so you're shocked. Never mind.
No.
I'm surprised. We're glad I could surprise
you. We're so just
you.
Showing appreciation for your consistent good questions and letting you know.
Thank you. For my consistent mediocrity. Thank you. Go ahead.
No. So the three core methods I settled on actually after having written the book. The book is only 500 words consisting of three interactions. And after reflecting on these interactions, I realized, what do these three things demonstrate? And it just came to be that it was boundaries, confidence, and alignment based on my protagonist's interactions with the other characters throughout the book. And when I realized that, I was like, this is great, because I can extract those and have it still be like, that's my core. Those are the core methods to practicing self-friendship. And now if people know the core methods in advance of the book being published, and then they get the book and they can see it actually, what it looks like to communicate that and embody it, then it just ties everything together even more. And it also gives people this more of a grounding sense of implementing it for themselves, not just me saying, oh, boundaries, confidence, alignment, do this. It's like, oh, that's what it actually looks like in a playful way that is more digestible, because it's playful. It's not, you know, me standing on my microphone saying, do this. Oh, look at this cute disco ball of self-reflection going on a world of peanut butter and embodying these three core methods.
Yeah. And one of the things I like this idea too, because I think when you give yourself a little bit of opportunity to play, like one of the things I talk about is like, you know, vision boarding and creating these types of boards and like things, but I don't like to necessarily do them digital, even though I can. I know there's apps, blah, 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 but I like to cut stuff out and paste it and do all that kind of stuff, because I feel that taps into that, like just the youthful energy of like playing, and that adds to the ability for creativity to happen and to kind of get yourself out of, especially if you're at work or you're got all these responsibilities and all these other things, or whether it's with your family or other things, whatever the responsibilities are, it kind of gives you that moment to have that little piece of, you know, for your party in your own planet. You know what I mean?
Totally. And I actually think what you said too, as far as it inspiring your creativity, there's something really powerful about simply using our own hands to create something, especially for something like a vision board, like you're describing. It's to put our own hands to our own visions in a physical way that's not through a computer is so powerful, because you don't even know what the difference. It's probably immeasurable, the creativity that could come from simply using your hands and mixing different, you know, materials to create this versus just clicking around on a mouse. And you won't, you just wouldn't know the difference until you actually try. So I think that's a really powerful message, actually. Yeah. Using your hands and seeing the creativity that connects because of it.
Tell me more about the ecosystem that is kind of forming around this. You mentioned podcast. Of course, we talked about book, but you mentioned podcasts. Yeah. You mentioned like possibly a CPG, like a physical product. Like give me some more on the vision. I know this is evolving, but what do you got for now?
Yes. So at this very moment, Self Friendship Podcast is under the umbrella of Planet Butter, of course.
Amazing. And
that is, I host it on my Substack publication, but it is available on Spotify, Apple, and everywhere else that you can get your podcast. And I've been doing that for just a few months now. I started it late 2023.
How much do you love it? How fun is it?
It's so fun. Because I'm also a voice actor, so just another opportunity to talk into my microphone is just a good time for me. I love it so much. And I get, it's a really great way for me to further intellectualize and also self-reflect and offer critical thinking to people to further understand the concept of self-friendship so that it's beyond just a terminology. Like, I'm not just saying, oh, say self-friendship instead of self-love, as a lot of people might think. I'm saying, no, self-friendship is this entire other entity, and let me tell you about it. And so it's a really great way for me to directly communicate with my audience, my listeners, my advocates, as I like to say, about different, my ways of thinking and different ways of actually understanding what self-friendship is on a deeper level beyond just the terminology.
What's your favorite episode so far?
Oh man,
I do that on purpose because that's just a mean question. That's what a podcaster, it's like saying, what, choose between your favorite kids or your favorite whatever you have that you like, your pets or whatever. Like, choose between your favorite now. Which episode would you save? You could only have one episode. Which episode would you save?
I will say there is always a favorite with kids or otherwise. They're lying if they say it.
But which one would you save? You can only save one episode.
Let me think. So I actually announced it even on the episode. It was like at the top of the episode, I was like, honestly, guys, this is my favorite one to date. I'm not just saying that because I've never said it before. I think it was, I just did 19 last night, episode 19. So it was 18, 17. I think episode 15, I think, but I don't remember what it's called.
What
so
was
I
can't. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Just off the top of my head, I don't remember what it's
so
called.
You don't, so you said there's always a favorite name. That's saying I would save that kid, but I don't remember their name. It's okay. It's okay, Jordan. It's okay.
I remember their number.
Yeah, way too many. I understand.
It's okay. That's dangerous. Oh my God. That's so funny. I think it was episode 15. So hopefully it's a good one if anybody goes and listens to it.
What was it about? Give us a little bit of the flavor.
I just remember being really proud of everything that I included in it because there were some really far out topics and I just loved it.
Do you bring people on? Do you interview? Do you give me a little bit of the flavor?
Yeah, so it's a solo podcast and I keep it between 15 and 30 minutes maximum. And so that it's really short to the point on beat. And what I'll do is at the top of each episode, I will answer the question that I pose at the end of the previous episode, which is always, I say it's a question to self-reflect and self-connect. And I invite people to email me their answers if they would like to. And then I take that question and I answer it for myself because I make sure that I'm a team player and answer and self-reflect and self-connect also. And so I'll answer that question. And then the rest of the episode is giving little story tidbits of like a party of one from the week, which is just an example of, because I practice my self-friendship and I can show up as my party of one in my day-to-day life. Here's something cool or funny or playful that has happened to me this week because of showing up this way. And so I'll give a little anecdote story about that. And then I'll offer a bunch of different perspective shifts. I'll call it perspective dancing on the podcast. In the last few episodes, I started calling it that. And then some other critical thinking offerings. And then I end it with a new question. Or like I'll give little new mantras that I make up or word replacements. One time I did, what was it? Instead, it's like, you're not distracted, you're inspired. So maybe in the moment that you are calling it distraction, actually you just got inspired to do something else. And it's a way to basically be lighter on yourself and actually consider this perspective of that you're not distracted, because distraction has like a negative connotation. When actually, if you frame it as just being inspired by something temporarily, that's okay. then you can, you got something else came out of that. It, just because you weren't focused on the thing you intended to focus on, that's okay. You know, and it's basically just making things more okay and more acceptable and more approachable and delicate for yourself so that you can operate.
How do you feel about like carrying a show by yourself? Like, I would be deadly afraid. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta have somebody. I like to talk. I like to have a conversation. Like, man, I even just hearing like, oh, I gotta like do a whole episode by myself. Like, that doesn't feel good. How do you feel about carrying a show? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, so it's an interesting point you make, because I absolutely, one of my favorite things in the world is talking to other people and learning.
I mean, come on, you did create self-friendship and you did create like Planet of One, and you did, I mean, so I feel like you gotta be somewhat comfortable with this concept, but it's hard behind a mic.
No, that's the thing. Yes, I am super, super comfortable with it, which is why I hopefully am inspiring others to feel the same.
Of course.
However, that's where the nuance of all of this does come in, which I've said a few times, but I'll repeat just for the sake of it, is that it really is that core of, yes, I'm comfortable with myself, but I still, I love other people.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a hermit or antisocial. I don't think anybody gets that vibe. No, of course.
Really? I'm just kidding.
maybe. I was trying to be nice, but now that you're saying it, really, I mean, come on, Blizzard.
But I do love recording by myself. Honestly, it's fun, because what I'll do is the pre-production basically lasts the entire time leading up, or even thereafter for the next episode. Like, it's just, the pre-production is just constantly in a state of flow. So anytime I think of anything, I'm just writing it down. So basically my mind is always just like, because it is the way I think and show up in the world, I'm just like, okay, this is one of those things that I know specifically fits for Self-Friendship Podcast. And I'll just put it on my little notes. And by the end of each week, there's like a whole list of stuff. And if sometimes I even need to delete things, because I'm like, okay, that idea is not so great, or the episode's going to be too long, or what have you. And then I organize it in an order that I think will be digestible. And then talking's easy. I'm a voice actor, remember? Yeah, so for me, it was like, I'll just talk.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Well, Jordan, this has been a lot of fun. Honestly, I'm looking forward to the book. I'm looking forward to watching Planet Butter continue to grow and evolve, and your podcast, of course. I'm looking forward to the Self-Friendship Podcast. And I'm going to go listen to, what number was that, 15? I do remember you said it was 15. I got that. I'm going to have to get further into the content and learning more about this. But that being said, I know you mentioned that the book is in its final stages, and when we are kind of warming up here, when does the book come out roughly?
So the ebook is actually already available on Amazon KDP, but the hard copies will be available on planetbutter.com by May 11th, 2024.
Can we say May 10th? Because that's my birthday. Let's say May 10th.
Oh, it's May 10th. It's for your birthday, actually. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Very kind. Thank you.
So for Adam's birthday,
thank you.
Party of One, Self-Friendship in Action will be available on May 10th. 2024.
Oh, fantastic. That's exactly what I wanted. So thank you for that. Can you leave the website one more time, please?
Yes. So it'll be on planetbutter.com. It's PLANIT. And I say the I is for individualism. And it just so happens to be my last name.
Amazing. And for everybody listening, we'll put the link in the show notes and all that good stuff. So you can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with us and you haven't hit that subscribe button, this is your notification, your reminder, your invitation, whatever you need, hit that subscribe button, because this is a daily show. Each and every day, we're bringing on new guests, new entrepreneurs, new executives, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Jordan, thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. This was so fun.